Hey everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Sam.
And this is The Bottom Line.
Episode 2, season 2.
Episode 2, season 2. Unbelievable. 2 years now. Well, 2 episodes into 2.
Whoop, whoop.
Okay, so...
Our episodes are sponsored by Marine Data Solutions and Salty Red Crew, bro.
Yo, yo, Marine Data Solutions. No throttling, no contract, unlimited data, and...
No oil spills.
And... All they pay for all the data for my transporter.
Yes. No transporter today?
No. Transporter got taken away. Earlier, I transported into the jacuzzi.
Well, that's not good.
And then before that, I transported into the female birthing.
That's really not good.
That didn't go over too well. Mm. And Salty Rags Crew Apparel.
Keeps us from being naked.
I'm contractually obligated to say you don't want to see me naked and you're not going to see her naked.
No.
We love our sponsors. We love our sponsors. You guys, they're awesome. Keep up the good work, you guys.
And
so, by the way, it's late at night.
Yes.
We're on charter again.
Yes.
Yes, but we have great charter guests on board.
We do.
Yeah. So what do we got?
So in industry news today.
Charter guests, yay, 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 yay. The best charter guests, yay.
Yay, yay.
Thanks, guys.
We love
Sony
you.
Sony Rags, screw up, pal, hey.
Those were our charter guests.
As you can see, we're having a great time.
So, what do we got?
So, in industry news, Lazzarini's crab-inspired amphibious catamaran is revealed.
What were we talking about? Okay. All right.
Crab catamaran.
Charter guests. Okay. So, listen, a couple of things. Take a look at this video. This thing is 25 meters. It's we'll do 24 knots. And it has solar panels that will allow it to go fully electric at a speed of 5 knots for 5 to 7 hours. Now, are you ready for this? Watch this. It goes on land.
Which I think is so cool.
I mean, come on. This thing's insane.
Just pull up right to the beach.
Sam, a 25-meter boat going up on the beach.
Yeah,
the
if you were a bystander, that's pretty scary.
The charter guests. The charter guests, yes, on this thing will be going apeshit, but so will the environmentalists. Okay.
Very true.
That was funny.
That was great.
Okay, next,
so
what do we got?
Swan enters Modiyat market with a 13.2-meter Swan Shadow.
Okay, you don't know sailboats, do you?
No, not at all.
Okay, Swan is like the Rolls Royce of sailboats. Mm-hmm. Their 65-foot sailboat was famous. So now they've been trying to get into powerboats for a long time, and they've succeeded with this 13-meter. What is 13 meters? It's like 35 feet. Here's a picture of it. It's pretty cool. It's probably going to be Swan quality, which means it's going to be very pricey. With the three outboards, it will cruise at 30 and a top speed of 55 knots.
I think it's a really pretty boat.
The only thing I don't like about it is the outboards with that back platform. I don't think the outboards are going to lift up. And that kind of worries me a little. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got next?
Russia is
building... Wait. Do you want to see the video?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the video, guys. Video of the week. Here we go. So.
Oh, no.
This is a police boat.
Policia.
Policia. I don't know what this guy's doing. I guess they're practicing, but this... I'm ex-Coast Guard. This is not how you practice. This is a classic example of the waves controlling the boat.
Oh,
not
gosh.
The boat controlling the waves. But you got to get out there. And, now, I don't know if you guys noticed, but they had three outboards going in, and now there's only two.
Yeah, that's not a good time.
Yeah, so, they're lucky.
Yeah.
These guys are super lucky that they even made it out, because take a look at this photo. There's only one outboard left.
Yeah, that's not good.
The poor one's, like, hanging by the wires. The middle one, the whole lower unit's gone. So, you know, they have to go back to the base and go, remember that new boat we just bought and got tested?
You see, I crashed it.
No, that's not good. Anyway, okay, yeah. Russia, what do we got?
Russia is building what could be the most ugliest ship in the world.
Take a look at it.
I couldn't agree more.
It's kind of ugly, right?
It's so ugly.
What is going on with boats these days? They're building these boats that look like this. Now, this isn't an icebreaker, but it will be going up north. It's built for an endurance and autonomy. It does 10 knots, and it's ugly as hell.
It's so ugly.
It's kind of growing on me. I don't know. Mm. But anyway, well, a lot of boats are going in this direction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh.
All right, next.
So take control with Volvo Penta assisted docking, the next generation of marine automotion.
So last week we talked about the IPS drive,
yes,
which kind of eliminates an engineer because you'll never get one to work on that boat.
Yeah.
Okay. And now with this system, they're eliminating the captain.
Oh.
Now, Volvo Penta's been doing this for a long time. They've got that joystick, and if you want the boat to go this way, you just go like that, it goes that way, and that's mm-hmm. pretty cool. Now, what the latest thing is this new system takes in data from the environment. For example, current, wind, if the boat's going this way, or if the, you know, whatever, any factor that would make the boat move in a direction you don't want it to, it's accounting for. Mm-hmm. So basically, that means you could go buy a 100-foot yacht, mm-hmm. all right, and just go up there and go like this, and you don't have to worry about currents. It could be going, the wind could be blowing 30 knots on your starboard side, and you just go like this, and the boat's just going to go straight back.
I mean, that is pretty cool, though. But, you know, we need our captains.
My job's done. I'm not going to be alive the day when there's no captains on boats, but okay. There'll be pilots.
There'll
be a pilot. You go out for a week, and when you bring the boat back, I'll meet you out the jetty, and I'll bring the boat in for you. Actually, with this, you don't even need me. Okay. By the way, a couple other things that just came in. Mm-hmm. There was a boat fire at Bahia Mar, small little Sea Ray that kind of drifted into a huge motor yacht called W.
Oh, wow.
Kind of did some damage. And America's Cup boat kind of fell apart and sank. We'll cover more of that next week.
Wow.
I can also say that, you know, I'm being honest here. With all the unrest in the world today, mostly the United States, mm-hmm. the one thing you can count on is us.
Yes. There you go. That's good.
It. You know, you can count on us.
We
don't talk politics. We talk boats. Fun stuff.
What else do you want?
So tune in every Tuesday. Tune in every Tuesday at 4. Okay, next.
So Crew Corner.
You know the inauguration's tomorrow.
Oh, really?
We might not be here.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But anyway. All right, go ahead.
So Crew Corner, what is the small craft advisory?
Okay, by the way, next week, Crew Corner is going to talk about drug testing.
Drug testing.
Because we have a drug testing program, and I was talking to the crew today, like, I've never been on a boat with drug testing. And I'm like, huh, what? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go over exactly what boats need to be drug tested, what crew, what captains, and who don't. And you're going to be surprised, because you're going to be surprised that there's a lot of boats out there and a lot of crew that should be in a drug testing program next week. This week is?
Small craft advisory.
Okay. Nobody knows what a small craft advisory is.
I don't.
Well, captains do. Crew. But, you know, we're going out, but it's a small craft advisory. And the crew's like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. is that bad? So first thing we need to know, small craft. What's a small craft? I'm going to tell you right now. Coast Guard doesn't even know. Mm-hmm. The small craft advisory has nothing to do with the size of the boat. I always wonder if I'm a small craft. You know, like if I'm on a 500 footer and look down at this boat, yeah, you're small. If you're on a Sea Ray and look up at this boat, I'm not. So the Coast Guard actually says there is no size. Mm-hmm. Okay, it depends on weight, displacement, hull design, and the experience of the captain.
Yeah.
So small craft is dependent on the experience of the captain. All right. So first, small craft advisory. Within 12 hours, if you're going to see winds of 25 to 38 miles per hour or knots.
Of 22 to 33 knots.
22 to 33 knots.
Yes.
You're in a small craft advisory.
Yes.
Okay. The one below that is a
small craft exercise caution.
And that is 19 to 24 miles per hour or
17 to 21 knots.
So if it's small craft exercise caution, it's under 21 knots. If it's an advisory, it's under 33 knots.
Correct.
Now, this is also geographically important.
Yes.
Everything has a different. Every area has a different kind of thing to it. Now, on the East Coast here, they also throw in wave height of 5 to 7 feet.
Yeah.
So you can have the wind and the waves for a small craft advisory, mm-hmm. or you can have one or the other. You can have 10 knots of wind and 5 to 7 feet, which would create a small craft advisory.
Correct.
So that's what a small craft advisory is. Now, what's next?
What's next is
a gale warning.
Gale warning.
Okay, and a gale warning is 55 miles per hour mm-hmm. To 73 miles per hour.
I'm sorry.
I read it wrong.
Yes.
39 miles per hour to 54 miles per hour.
Yes, or 47 knots.
34 to 47 knots. Okay, we're going to get this straight. Gale warning is 34 knots. Our notes are wrong. 34 knots to 47 knots.
Yes.
That's above. That's the next thing above small craft advisory.
Yes.
Okay, 34 to 47. And then the next one is?
Is a
storm warning.
Yes.
We're just going to say that it is 48 knots to 63 knots.
Correct.
Without being associated with a tropical cyclone. So that's a whole different deal.
Yes.
Okay, so just to recap, gang, all right, you have a small craft should exercise caution.
Yes.
You have a small craft advisory.
Yes.
The next one is?
Gale storm warning.
Gale warning.
A gale warning.
And then the next one is?
Storm warning.
That's it. Okay? For most of us, we need to worry about small craft advisory and the gale warning.
Correct.
Okay. I think that's it.
That is it?
We have to get back to work. It's like 12:30 in the morning. They're still partying up there. But anyway, listen, I hope you guys have a great week. We love you guys.
We love you.
Keep watching. This is The Bottom Line. Sincerely, I am Doug.
And I'm Sam.
And you guys just have a great week. That's it. Bye.
Bye.